Good morning, welcome to all of you. It's great to see so many people in uniform, whether it's services or youth organisations or school uniforms. And today we gather here in the school playing field to remember. We're going to have an act of remembrance. At 11 o'clock we'll have a 2 minute silence. And for some of us we'll be remembering people that we have known who have lived and served, died, maybe wounded in recent conflicts. For others, we're holding photographs and medals remembering a former generation. And all of these people we hold in our hearts and in our minds, in a sense, are with us here today as we gather for this memorial service. We meet today exactly 100 years since the armistice came into effect, which ended the war in Western Europe, and which led to the signing of the various peace treaties which ended the First World War. As individual men and women and young people, as families from this community, we gather this morning to glorify God whose power sustains the world. And we gather to remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those who lived and died in the service of our country, and those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away, or irrevocably changed by physical injury or emotional trauma. This morning we come together from our community. We come together as generations before us have gathered to remember and to give thanks, and to ask for God's help and blessing that we may be worthy of their sacrifice each day of our life. So let us worship God. God, our refuge and strength, bring near the day when wars shall cease, and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord, whom you sent to be the light of the world. Free us from all that darkens and ensnares us, and bring us to eternal light and joy through the power of him who is alive and who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. There are so many words, so many essays, so many poems that have been shared, I am sure, in the schools and other places in recent days. And I have a poem for us this morning. It's entitled Waste. Waste of muscle, waste of brain, waste of patience, waste of pain, waste of manhood, waste of wealth, waste of beauty, waste of health, waste of blood and waste of tears, waste of youth's most precious years, waste of ways the saints have trod, waste of glory, waste of God, war. So wrote a man called Geoffrey Studdart Kennedy. Studdart Kennedy was perhaps the most famous British chaplain during the First World War. He was nicknamed Woodbine Willie for his propensity of giving out Woodbine cigarettes to the troops, along with spiritual aid to the injured and dying soldiers. These young boys who had so recently exchanged the playing field for the field of battle, who, with older men, volunteered and were later conscripted, leaving behind their younger siblings, their parents, their wives and children, to go and fight for king and country. The colossal statistics of casualties and death on the Western Front and in all the theatres of war during the 1914 to 1918 campaign, together with the even greater circle of bereavement and grief, are so daunting as to be almost meaningless. It is said that for every 20 British soldiers during the war, 3 died and another 6 were injured. And the losses from some parts of Scotland were disproportionately great, and almost every family was touched in some way. We only have to look at the newspaper clippings from the time to see how family lives were devastated here in Crieff and around in the neighbouring villages and towns. For us who live a century after, it is only through the most personal testimonies of the participants and the pained art of their poets that we can begin to imagine the human reality. The words we know as the Call to Remembrance are taken from the poem For the Fallen by Lawrence Binyon. The poem was written in mid-September 1914, just a few weeks after the outbreak of the First World War. The British Expeditionary Force had already suffered casualties following its first encounters with the Imperial German Army. And in the last line of the fourth stanza of Binyon's poem, he writes, "We will remember them." These words, uttered at acts of remembrance over the past century, have acquired a new and vital poignancy over these past 4 years, as we have commemorated and remembered the events of the First World War. As that conflict slips over the edge of memory for almost everyone of this generation, to remember those who fought and suffered and died, and those whose lives were marked forever by loss and grief, means to enter into a special kind of devotion, a kindling of the heart, mind and imagination, in order to enter into a meaningful relationship with them. This morning I stand with you as a Christian, the parish minister for Crieff. And for Christians, to remember is a very special thing. At the centre of the Christian faith is an act of remembrance made every time the faithful meet to break bread and share the cup of wine, remembering that Jesus Christ died for us and lives among us. That kind of remembering is more than just a calling to mind, more than just thinking about past events. It means entering into a living relationship with the Lord Jesus and with one another. It is an act of remembering. It is the enabling of the members of a broken humanity to become members with one another, joined together in Christ. So we will remember. How then can we truly remember with those who died long before most of us today were born, or who lived into our time but whose experiences of the war were theirs and not ours? One way is simply to allow them to speak to us themselves, to hear their own voices from their own time. And we do that as we read their essays and their poems as we look at the art that was produced during these war years. Over the past 4 years, and especially in more recent days, an immense amount has been said and written and portrayed on stage and screen about what happened in 1914 to 1918 and why. So we will remember. In Christian understanding, none are to be privileged and none excluded from remembrance, for there is one God and Father of all. It goes without saying that we will remember those who were killed and maimed in such unimaginable numbers. But alongside them, we remember those for whom each death was an inconceivable and irreplaceable loss, for whom each war memorial and cenotaph erected in the years after the First World War was often the only place they could go to remember their loved ones. And later today, some of you will gather at our war memorial here in Crieff and remember. But as we remember, we also remember those who came to our shores as strangers, whether as refugees or as members of the armed forces from far places in the British Empire. And we will remember those who ministered to the needs of sick, wounded and distressed, professionally and voluntarily. And we will also remember those whose conscience forbade them to take up arms, on account of which they were prepared to suffer with their own badge of courage and steadfastness. And we will remember those who were so traumatized that they could fight no longer. So we will remember. Not just people, but the whole nature of the world in which they were set. If we who gather here on this school playing field today, if we from today's perspective can see more clearly the things that were making for war long before the explosion of 1914, the assumed ambitions and rights of empire, their competition for the earth's resources, the complacent belief in the cultural superiority of one's own national tradition and social structure, then it is also the case that in remembering we shall be judged by that generation for our own assumptions and our own acquiescence in the sinful structures that operate against peace today. So we will remember. In the words of a hymn that was written by a Scottish congregation in Carnwadrick in Glasgow, God, give us peace, and more than this, show us the path where justice is, and let us never be remiss working for peace that lasts. Let us join our hearts in prayer, and then we will hear the words of the tryst, and the bugle will call us to remembrance. God of goodness and truth, we offer our broken spirits for your healing, our searching for your guiding light through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of light and love, you desire that all your people should live in peace. Grant us the humility to seek your forgiveness and the will to practice it in our dealings with others. Help us in days to come to seek the good of the world, to work for the increase of peace and justice, and to show tolerance and open-mindedness towards those whose character and customs differ from ours. Grant that our remembrance on this day may be consecrated for practical service, and the world made better for our children and our children's children. Receive our prayers for the well-being of all people, especially those who mourn and are sad, and for all in distress, both known to us and unknown. Hear our prayers for the peace of the world, for the wise resolution of conflicts, and the release of captive and oppressed people everywhere. Grant that the people of the world may do your will and live in your spirit. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we mark the centenary of the ending of the First World War, as we think of other wars and conflicts in the past century, we remember also the kindness of God and his favour to us in our time of need. Let us, remembering the continuing grace of God, whose love holds all souls in life, and to whom none is dead, but all are alive forever. In the words of Bunyan's poem, which we know as the Tryst, our call to remembrance: they shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. every aspect of our community. Our churches, our schools, and our families were affected by the First World War. It's fitting that today our procession has brought us here, from the parish church, moving through our town, past the businesses and the homes which people left behind to go to war. And we have gathered this morning at this school, remembering the many young people who left the playing fields for the fields of battle in Western Europe and further afield. After we leave here, some will stay on for a meal in the campus, and others will gather at the Crieff War Memorial, which bears, as do the memorials in our churches and schools, the names of those who left for war and never returned. Today we have been remembering the devastating events of a century ago, and we reflect now that peace has always been fragile, and that there have been other wars and other generations who have served king or queen and country. There have been only 3 years since the end of the Second World War that British personnel have not been killed on operations. And for some families and communities and schools today, loss is still very raw and very real. So in memory of those who died, may we be better men, women and young people. And in gratitude to God, may we live as those who are not their own, but who are bought with a price. And let us, in honesty of heart, seek the Lord's renewing grace to deepen our wisdom and our peace, and to equip us as instruments of his kindness. Let us pray. Our God, we remember the courage and devotion to duty and self-sacrifice of the men and women in our armed forces, the toil, endurance and suffering of those who were not in uniform at time of war, and the support of those who sent us help from afar or came and stood by our side. We have been remembering those who were wounded in the fight, those who perished in air raids at home in later battles, those who fell in battle and were buried at sea or in some corner of a foreign field, and especially those we have known and loved, whose place is forever in our hearts. And our God, we have been remembering also those who were our enemies, whose homes and hearts are as bereft as ours, whose dead lie also in a living tomb of everlasting remembrance. Let us remember those who came back, those whose lives still bear the scars of war, those who have lost sight or limbs or reason, and those, yes, who have lost faith in God and hope for humanity. As we have been remembering, our God, let us remembering your continued grace, your love which holds all souls in life, and to whom none is dead, but all are alive forever. God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the queen, the commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord, and to us and all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.
la parte care ha. Ca la parte fall out.